Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne, After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey, everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. You know, this is the part of the show the FCC will not allow to be aired for obvious reasons, as you will see. But we want to welcome Adam and Brett Walton from the Wall Twins. Excuse me, my nose is itching. And I forgot to tell you that next week on the regular show, Carolyn Wells, one of the icons from Kansas City Barbecue Society, will be joining us. Carolyn's been on the show a few times before. Always great fun to have her here. But okay, guys, are you ready for this?
Let's do it. Bring it. Here we go.
Okay. If you could cook for and then dine with a historical figure, who would it be and what would be on the menu?
Oh, boy.
Holy cow.
And the historical figure can be either deceased or alive.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't have to be historic, like gone forever.
Yeah. We can dig them up.
So. Dig them up.
Dig them up.
Secretary. Apparently, I may have to put you on hold. I'm having something going on here.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead. Geez, well, while Brett's putting us on hold, let's put me on hold on the spot here. Oh, golly, historical.
Did I get that? Sorry.
My gate. Oh, I let someone in the gate. I thought I had my phone on Do Not Disturb, but nope.
You're good.
Not the case.
You're good.
Okay. So.
I guess Brett, you're anybody more that you product can... delivered.
Yeah, probably more product. I'm going to open ice cream for Sienna here.
Oh, man. Let's see. God, historic figure. I can't.
We can come back to it if you'd like.
Yeah, let's come back to that. Let me take a second to think about that one.
Okay. Name something that you were hot on when it first came out, and then you changed your mind.
It could like be a ingredient. Food? It could be a piece of equipment. It could
this
be
is
a
good.
Car.
Yeah. Well, the one that comes to my mind immediately. Sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
I was going to say air. It got old real fast.
We got over it so fast.
Yeah.
No, oddly enough, this is going to sound, and only the one that's coming to my mind right now, at Takis, those little hot.
And
those first came out. So I was teaching middle school at the time, and my students were obsessed with them. Like, Mr. Walton, you got to have these. And I was like, no. Then when I finally got them, I became obsessed. Like, I would have to have a bag like somewhere close all the time to where it got to a point where it was hurting my belly. I had to stop eating them because I was just like, okay, never mind. I got to not have those anymore.
Yeah. Brett?
Oh, man. I can't really think. I feel like I follow the fads a lot of times. Maybe top 40 music. It's music songs. And I'll have favorite songs that will come and then goes really quick. But I can't really think of anything else. Again, kind of stump me on this one.
Okay.
No
problem. Who is someone who has really gotten your attention in the last year? Not Taylor Swift, but somebody who's really grabbed your attention. It can be in food. It can be music. It can be in acting, anything.
We have two of you. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I was waiting for Brett. I was going to say, oddly enough, you said no Taylor Swift, but how about Mr. Swift? Travis and his brother, Jason
Travis Kelsey. Yeah.
The Kelseys, yeah, I've been following their podcast.
Isn't that great?
New Heights has been, every time it shows up, I sit and I watch every little bit of it. So I would say them together because they're so engaging. In fact, it's really funny. We've got a sister who works in California. She works actually right now. She's working on the Shark Tank. She's a producer, and she constantly says, you guys need to start a podcast. The Kelsey brothers are just tearing it up. You guys have been so great. Like, they have a slightly bigger following than us. But but no, I've just – so that's – there's that was an easy one for me.
That's good.
What about you, Brett?
as good. The only podcast that I've really fallen onto a lot this year is more of just the shorts would be Joe Rogan. Surprise, just like everyone else. But getting to know, and I don't know if it's because working in radio or whatever, he's such a good interviewer. And then learning how much he learns about his guests before they come on. And he's such a great interviewer because he's asking questions that you don't think to ask, but they're genuine questions that come from what he really wants to know about the guest that he's asking. And so I really kind of honed in and try to use a little bit of that when I have guests on my show. And so I guess just in the last year, I know he's been around for longer than a year, but in the last year, I've really kind of turned on him.
What's the worst thing you've ever eaten?
The worst thing?
I feel like it's got to be a fish of some sort.
You know what?
Yeah, and what's that fruit? I did not eat it, but I had a coworker that brought that the fruit, the Dorian fruit.
Is that one of Dorian's fruit?
The smelly one, yeah. And he was, before he opened it, unfortunately, I was able to skip out of the radio station that day. But yeah, and everyone else at the station tried. Consensus was it was a good thing that I didn't stick around. So that was my almost try. Other than that, squid balls.
Squid balls?
Squid balls? Yeah, squid balls. I didn't know that squid had balls.
and to be fair, I found out they were squid balls after I tried them. I was just like, this isn't really good. And then I found out squid balls. And then, of course, just the sound made it taste even worse. So.
There's our YouTube viral video right there.
Squid balls. We make some squid balls.
That's great.
Yeah, there you go.
My wife has gone to like Norway and Sweden, and that her family is from that area. And she was telling me about this canned fish. I love fish, but this is kind of the old Viking type salted nasty. And she said she saw somebody open up, and I've seen this on television too, where they opened up the can and you can't get by once the can opener pops the seal, you know, it's like that smell comes out. Whew. Anyway.
It's called surstromming. Isn't it? The surstromming.
Yeah.
That fish that people just like dry heave the second it's open.
Oh yeah.
I could never. Yeah. It's fermented herring.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Ugh.
If you could erase one mistake from your past, what would it be and why?
I have more philosophical thought on that. I think our mistakes, we learn from them and we become better people for having learned from them. But I'm not sure. Brett,
I was the same thing. You know, Adam and I, and our nature is to be so positive that I'm not surprised that you said that, because that same thought popped in my head we try not to have any regrets. Just learn from any mistakes, dust yourself off. And maybe we just haven't made any so big that we're like, I'd like to take that back.
Okay. Then let me ask you this. Do you remember what the first thing was you got in trouble for as a kid?
Well, we've been told.
We've been told.
We were in our diapers. I believe captures were involved and the fireplace ashes and us tap dancing on the fireplace.
Oh, before church. Before church? Yes, we were supposed to get ready for church? I remember the story. I was there. I don't remember it. I've been told.
Correct. Well, I've had a lot of those types of memories too, Adam, in my life that I was told I was there, but I don't remember. Sure. What's your least favorite activity in the world?
Least favorite activity in the world?
Well, first of all, I hate moving.
Yeah,
and the one thing I hate more than moving is helping other people move.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Nah, it's and it is funny, and to Brent's point, because like when we've had to move, and one thing I appreciate about my wife, she will make sure every box is set up and in the front room, ready to go. Every piece of furniture is taken down. There's nothing worse than showing up to help somebody move and they haven't even started packing.
Right.
Like, I came to help move, not pack and move.
Yeah, right. So if you could, yes. If you could teach a politician to barbecue, cook, whatever, who would it be and what would you teach them to cook? This is not a political show, but it's just a fun question.
Yeah.
It is a fun question.
That is fun. It would be Smash Burgers. Whoever it is, it would be Smash Burgers. Because, bottom line, they're easier than you think. And they taste better when they're done. Yeah. And how about we split this one, Adam? I got the meal. You say the who. Okay. You got the easy part. Gee whiz. Let's see. Who would we... You know, here in the state of Florida, Brett, let's teach Ron DeSantis, because food eases tensions and moods, and maybe put him in a good mood, and, you know, kumbaya, you know, and
there you go.
Get along.
There you go.
Very diplomatic answer, dude. Good job.
Yeah.
What is something your spouse was correct about, but you still think they're wrong?
One thing that she thinks she's right about, or one thing?
No. One thing that your spouse was absolutely right about.
Okay.
But you still think she's wrong.
I don't know, because I'm wrong so often.
Yeah. We just fess right up.
At least that's what she tells me. Right. So. Oh, God. These are the questions.
How about the man she picked?
There you go. That's a good one.
I think that's the best answer we've ever gotten, Leanne.
I agree.
Brett, I agree also with you.
Okay. Would you describe yourself as corn fed or grass fed?
Corn.
Corn.
Corn fed? Corn fed. Absolutely.
Meat potatoes.
Yeah. Leanne's the only one that is possibly on the precipice of grass fed. The rest of us,
sure.
Like that. Here's one of your favorites. Boxers, briefs, or thongs?
Yes. For me or for?
Your favorite.
For you.
For you.
How about the good old boxer brief?
Boxer briefs, 100%.
Brett, be honest. Yeah. Brett, be honest. You've got your thong drawer. I've seen it.
Banana hammock. What?
Yeah.
Banana hammock.
Banana hammock. Yeah. Artesial slingshot. If you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
A lion, because it's my favorites. They're majestic. I love large animals. Lions always been my favorites. That's pretty much my favorite. I love just the way that they stay together with family and the pride. That's my answer.
Okay. I would say either a silverback gorilla, because they're just tough and nobody's messing with them. And same thing, rhinoceros. Same, one of my favorites. But a rhino, nice and tough, nobody's messing. I feel like they could just chill wherever they are and then just go eat and, you know, go to the water and hole without having to worry.
Yeah, they don't have much to worry about. Rhinos don't. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And they're thick-skinned. I wish I had thicker skin. Things offend
me. That's got to be tough. You know, philosophy here. But you being a teacher and working with kids, I mean I'm sure sometimes you wish you had thicker skin like that, but also you've got to have a lot of compassion to do what you do. I would not do that. I mean, I could not. I'd be like, no, out, you know,
patience.
Yeah, yes.
Teaching, especially, I teach high schoolers now, and it requires a lot of empathy, I try to really look at their situations. I try to remind other teachers that a lot of these kids aren't going home to us as educators, as parents. They don't have two parents, educators sitting down with them doing their homework. A lot of them, they're coming home to take care of the siblings because the parents are out working another job. So I try to bring that empathy with them, with me, and understand and try to teach from a perspective that is more meaningful to them. Because, it can be tough. A lot of them don't make it easy. But, you just remember that. And at the end, it ends up being worth it. So it's a little bit more satisfying.
Absolutely. We're talking with Adam and Brett Walton, the Wall Twins on YouTube. They're YouTube sensations, I will say. What's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? Absolutely first thing you do.
First thing I do is it's the bathroom. Because I do a morning show and my day starts so early, so I have everything, usually like to have everything set up, my clothes out and everything, shower the night before so I don't have to worry about showering in the morning. It's the toiletries and brushing the teeth and stretching out and waking myself up as quickly as possible.
There you go.
Very first thing, same thing. I get up at 5:30. Very first thing I do is I grab my phone and I wonder what life choices led me to where I have to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I do some self-reflection and some contemplation in that short walk from the bed to the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of mumbling. So yeah. Yeah. You know, the Tina Cannon, we had her on last year and we asked her that question in this big Southern accent. She goes, "You mean the first thing I do after I pee?" Yeah, well, that's the first thing. What's one thing you miss about your time in college or school?
Man, you know, the funniest thing about being in school is I think, and this is life, isn't it? When you're younger, you can't wait till you're 16 because you can drive, and you can't wait till you graduate because you have more time. And I was married in college, and I actually had 3 of my 4 kids while in college. And I miss the simplicity of it. You know, I just, so many good memories of just walking steady. And I will say, I went to school when I was older. I graduated when I was 34, I think. I'd done retail for a number of years before I decided I wanted to go to school. And I miss the simplicity of it, but I loved studying. And I'm grateful that I went when I was older. I think if I would have gone right out of high school, I would not have enjoyed it as much. I don't think I would have done as well. So I think for me, that's what it is. Just the time that I had and really just enjoying throwing myself into learning new things.
Yeah, for me, other than friends and camaraderie, I miss dearly. My body. I could eat whatever I wanted. And it's very nice and slim. And I could walk around with my shirt off all day, every day. And don't get the same reaction from the chicks these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My problem is if I go to the beach, Greenpeace is always trying to push me back in the water, you know.
Yeah. So. Rushing water over you to keep you alive.
Guys up there with a Dixie cup pouring it on your head, you know. Like, you know, do you have a favorite classic movie? And I use this as an example almost every show. Mine is Casablanca. Leanne's is Willy Wonka.
It's not.
I was going with you. I'm like, okay.
Actually, hers is Reservoir Dogs, I think. So,
one of them. Yeah.
But do you have a favorite?
Probably Rocky.
Yeah.
It was, you know, our dad was a boxer and so we watched all the Rockies with him and still can be able to watch it today, even though I haven't watched it in several years, and still have that same enjoyment from the, you know, the beginning until he's running up the stairs till, you know, he's fighting Apollo, and it's just all time great classic.
Yeah.
I agree. For me, I've watched The Princess Bride more than any other movie. It's not even close. Hundreds of times. To me, The Princess Bride.
Well, here's to Carl Weathers when you talk about Rocky. So here's to... We'll miss you, Carl.
Yeah.
So, Adam, this is you're a teacher. Do you think that cooking can help kids who are having trouble in math?
Ooh, good question. I'm horrible at math and cooking still hasn't helped me. I think it can for sure. With basic math, absolutely.
Yeah.
Got to learn measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And things like that. And I think that definitely helps. So yeah, absolutely. I think cooking, aside from that, you learn a lot of discipline and other things that you have to do. And being able to learn some of those things, it does expand. And I think those of us who are educators today, we feel like where we've really gotten away is teaching kids basics. We've gotten so focused on content and what they need to know to test for the next level. We've gotten away from some of the basics. And I think that some of that would really help. So I think absolutely teaching cooking with again, the discipline, the respect for the process, respect for heat, respect for the way things come together. And yeah, even math, you got to get those measurements.
Absolutely. Okay. Only a couple more here, guys, and we'll let you go.
Awesome.
And we're going back to the, if you could dine with and cook for a historical figure, you've had 19 minutes to think about it.
So, that's okay. I do have mine, and only because it's one person. I don't know why, maybe just from childhood, I would love to meet Michael Jordan. So I'd love to cook for Michael Jordan. I consider him historical because I still think sure. He's the GOAT in basketball.
Oh yeah.
I will fight my students about that. They're all Team LeBron. I'm like, no, Michael.
No,
Jordan. And I think that nothing would make the man happier than some seriously really perfect filet mignon or a big ribeye with some nice mashed potatoes from scratch. And maybe even some fries to dip in those mashed potatoes, a little bit of sided gravy, and some greens. So either some broccoli on the side, or just as basic as it can be, but just, I think, steak and potatoes, super, super easy. That's my thought.
There you go. Brett?
It's funny, Mike. This is sometimes we twin a lot like this. I was going to go with Michael Jordan as well, because you did that. I'll go with another one I thought of. Tiger Woods, really simple smash burgers would be quick. We could eat, we could get on the course, and he could teach me a thing or two, because I just gave him the best burger he's ever put in his mouth.
I'll have to get you hooked on grilling at the green, Brett.
Yes, you do. Done. I love it. Yes, let's do it.
Okay, last question, and you'll see why. What would your last meal be on death row?
Oh boy.
Man, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Some pizza, a good burger, a good steak, you know, a good cut of steak.
Pasta.
I'd have to have a side of pasta, some maybe orange chicken.
A loaf of garlic bread. A loaf at least.
A loaf of garlic bread.
I mean, if that doesn't kill you before, you know, being on 10th row, that's the
right. Can the food eat up? Can it be death by food? That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Pile of eggs.
I remember they did a. God, who was it? Julia Roberts' brother Eric was on a TV show, and they didn't know it, but he had a peanut allergy. So he asked, and he was on death row. So he asked for a peanut butter sandwich. And they ate him and he died, you know, had the anaphylactic shock and died right there. And I thought, one, that was very good writing. But two, it's like, if you really don't want to go sit in old Sparky, grab the peanut butter, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Find out what'll get you. Yeah. But if it's not clear, we're definitely savory dudes. We love our sweets, but man, we'll take the savory over the sweet anytime.
There you go. You sound like Leanne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She does like her sweets. She likes her sweets.
But not as much. I agree.
Yeah.
Exactly. Same.
Adam and Brett, folks, it's Adam and Brett Walton from the Wall Twins. You can find them on YouTube. They work with Pit Boss. They're working with some other people. They've got a couple of books out, which Leanne will get them. I won't. But I'll cry. I'll cry and have them send me one for Christmas.
That's what we'll do. We'll take care of it.
All right.
I'll see you guys in Daytona.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we're so excited. We're so excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
You gotta keep an eye on her for me, okay?
We're gonna be doing a lot of stage time with her, so we'll definitely be close.
There you go. I'll be watching Tiger Woods, so you guys can do that. Anyway, thanks. You guys have been great guests.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciate
thank you so much for having us. Thanks for the invite.
You bet.
Such an honor.
We will be back next week with another edition of After Hours. Carolyn will be with us. Carolyn Wells, like I said earlier. Yeah. So please tune in for that. Remember our motto, go out there, turn it, don't burn it, be kind, and take care, everybody.